This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with us, being part of the conversation. And I really, really very much do appreciate it. Man, there's so much crazy California news going on. Seriously. Hopefully, I think we have them. Tom Del Beccaro is going to join us after the break. And we're going to talk a lot about California politics and where we're at and when it's time to leave. When are we going to roll the move? There may, if you wait too long, if you're in California now and you're looking to get out and you wait too long, you may not be able to get a truck to get out, a moving truck. You may have to buy one. What's that? Yeah. California, according to CNS News, is the least educated state. That's right. No. It's good to be number one, like in things like poverty, you know, people sleeping in the streets. It's always good. Now we're number one in having the bad education, some of the least educated people in the country. Now, California ranks number one among the 50 states for the percentage of its residents, 25 and older, who have never completed the ninth grade. Also, 50th for the percentage who have graduated from high school. Right now, Texas ranks number two. Oh, not going to hear the end of that one. For the percentage of its residents, 25 and older, who have never completed ninth grade, and 49th for the percentage who have graduated from high school. Now, 9.7% of California residents 25 and older, according to the Census Bureau, said they never completed ninth grade. Only 82% graduated from high school. 8.7% of Texas residents 25 and older never completed ninth grade, and only 82% of those graduated from high school. If you run down the list, I want you to think about this. California, Texas, New York, New Mexico, Kentucky, Nevada, Arizona, Mississippi, Rhode Island, Louisiana, among the top 10. In California, Texas, while having the highest percentages of residents 25 and older who never finished ninth grade, the lowest percentages who graduated from high school are the nation's two most populous states. Right? In California, children are required to attend school from 6 years of age until they are 18. California's compulsory education law requires children between 6 and 18 years of age to attend school, with a limited number of exceptions. Seriously. Now, the National Center for Education Statistics also indicates that children in California are compelled by law to attend school from 6 to 18 years of age. So we confirmed these numbers from whether it's the law or people just, you know, saying it's going on. Massachusetts ranks number one for the percentage of its residents 25 and older, 42.1% who have earned at least a bachelor's degree. Yeah. But can they speak English? I'm from Massachusetts. I can get away with that. Look, you know, California spends so much time on worrying what placard goes up on the bathroom. Right? Worrying about who's getting help for sexual orientation. whether we have enough illegal immigrants or not, whether we have the borders open properly or not to let enough illegals in. Come on, follow this through with me. Look at all the stuff that California really, really harps on, really works at, really spends money on. And yet we have the largest population of 25 and up that that have not graduated high school. Let that sink in for a few minutes. You know, they haven't completed the ninth grade. What was that? I think it was over 2 million was the actual number. That never completed the ninth grade, and over 4 million that barely made it through. And I mean barely. Maybe that's why they got rid of the exit exam for high school. I don't know. They don't want the kids to feel bad about where they were placed or their placement in the exam. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it used to be that when you had a hard time doing something, when you weren't as good as somebody else at something, when you were not failing but falling behind, you got extra help. You got help to move forward. And keeping up with his campaign promise, no, not Donald Trump. You ready for this one? This is so disgusting, it's pathetic. And I think the government should stop giving money to California. The federal government should stop, period. A California sheriff has vowed to physically remove ICE from jails. That's right. The new Los Angeles County Sheriff, Villanueva. This is sick. This is law that they're trying to get around, that they're trying to skirt. Speaking of the Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday, which is his, not his bosses, but the people who put the budget together for him, Sheriff Alex Villanueva from Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office said that he eliminates the presence of federal immigration agents from the city county jails. Now, it's really funny. You can't have city county jails. L.A.'s kind of weird. L.A. County and L.A. City are two different entities. But the Sheriff's Department takes care of the jails for the most part. He said, we're going to physically remove ICE from the county jails, Villanueva told the board, using the acronym for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He also said that he plans to further limit the crimes. I don't understand this. He plans to limit the crimes that lead jail authorities to cooperate with ICE. So in other words, they won't be charged with crimes where they have to interact with ICE. This is nuts. We'll see what Tom Del Vaccaro thinks on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really, truly being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, you got two ways for us to communicate with you, two ways for us to get information out to you. One is give me your email address. If you give me your email address, then I can get information out to you once a week. I don't beat you up with emails every day. The second way is something new we're trying, and it's working, which is text messaging. Okay? Really that simple. If you allow us to text message you, there's very few ways for them to block us. And you'll get the information, you'll know when we're coming on, the stories we're going to be talking about. But let's bring on a little paisan buddy of mine right now. Tom Del Vaccaro joins us, as he does from time to time on the show. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us. And Tom's got a unique perspective and a love for California that I have lost over the last... I'm sorry. You know what? I'm trying to be a realist here. No more pie-in-the-sky Disney stuff anymore. Tom, thanks for being with me.
Hey, it's great to be on. Who's pie in the sky? My last Forbes piece talked about why California's unsustainable, and it's about to hit 500,000 views.
Wow. Well, we'll have to put a link to that when the show's over, because I don't want them running over to it while we're talking. Before you came on, I just finished up a story about how California is number one in education, but we're talking about people that did not graduate past the ninth grade or did not go past the ninth grade. And I'm thinking to myself,
and you know, that's
what
I didn't hear it, of course, but I want you to know that that is entirely to be expected, because and Texas has had this issue over the years as well.
Oh, yeah, it's number two.
And the reason why is because there's so much immigration, legal and otherwise, from outside the country, that it's not surprising. The system can't handle it. I have a friend up here who teaches school, and she says there's like 20 different languages that are taught within the school. And the dropout rate in L.A. Unified High School District is above 60%. 60% for minorities. So the system cannot handle the immigration foisted on it at this time. It just can't. It's too much. And so, and with all these people that are coming, they can't complete what's required of them, and they wind up dropping out and or never getting there. So this is this is an easy guess. I would have easily said California and Texas would be in the top five.
Well, you know, we talk about education. We spend so much on education. You don't have to say anything about this, but my joke is we spend so much time worrying about what placards to put on the bathrooms that we're not actually dealing with education. You know,
well,
here
that's
in California.
100%. Long ago, we abandoned the three R's.
Yeah, oh, yes.
You know, yeah. And now we, you know, we do social studies instead of history, and people wonder why our kids don't know what's, you know, going on. None of this should be a surprise about how bad it is, and it's only going to get worse. Part of the reason also the percentages are so high is because 5 million or more have left California for more friendly environments, because they want to be with people that more, this is human nature, we're associative beings, that more represent the values they have and they want their kids to see. And so California is moving to the left.
Moving to the left?
Even more to the left. It's moving leftward.
Okay.
and it's only going to get worse, if that's, you know, if you consider that to be a bad thing. And that's where, you know, that's where all this is going. And yet, incredibly, despite my Forbes piece, where I outlined $2.3 trillion in debt and $800 billion in infrastructure needs.
Oh,
what are they doing? They're literally wanting to create new programs.
Yeah, wait till they get their single payer health care and all this other fun stuff that they were, you know, talking about. Okay, so
next year alone, they want to spend $3 billion on health care for those here illegally.
No problem.
I mean, literally a program targeting them. Even though they're here illegally.
No, but they just start printing their own money for the state. By the way, if you've just tuned in, Tom DelVaccaro has joined me. He's the former chairman of the CA Republican Party, or California Republican Party. Also was a candidate for the U.S. Senate seat in California. You know what? Maybe it was good thing you didn't get that with the way things are going back there right now. But here in California, I mean, seriously, the weather was beautiful today. You know, I'm driving down the road, I mean, thinking to myself, wow, this is nice. I like the way this is. But you know what? The weather doesn't cut it anymore with all the crazy stuff that's going on here. Coming into 2019 with the new taxes, we've got, this is the one I love the most. Somehow we lost the mileage. We lost repealing the mileage tax. The gas tax. Now they're talking about a mileage tax. A professional, you're an attorney, you're going to have to start charging tax soon. You look at all these taxes that they're looking at charging us.
You know, there was a bill last year, a lot of people don't know this, that would have put a 17% surcharge on money managers, mergers and acquisition people, so that their income tax would have been 30%. It didn't go anywhere under Jerry Brown. It'll come back in some form. I doubt it will be that high. But look, they need the money. Oh, yeah. And I say that facetiously, but in order to fund these programs, they need money. And they're going to, and so they're going to raise taxes. Now, the history of raising taxes is that it does result in short-term increases of in government coffers, because it's a money grab. People haven't adjusted to the new tax, and they wind up paying it. Once they realize it's there, then they adjust their behavior, and they do that in several ways. They stop making that particular income. They lie about how much money they make that income, or they move. And that's what you're going to face in California. People are going to move. Even more people are going to move. Remember that half of the income tax is paid by 150,000 people in this state. And they're going to see this huge tax bill, these huge increases, and they're going to leave. Because if you're managing people's money in California, you don't have to be in California in the computer age. And so California's going to see a flight. And in the short term, they're going to grab money, and then there's going to be huge deficits.
All right, well, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the people with those people with money. Why do they stay? Because many of them can do this somewhere else. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more with Tom Del Vaccaro when we come back. What do you do? Yeah, are you scraping the pasta bowl?
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Secretary Mattis came in, he met with the president, and they made the decision, and he won't leave for another couple of months, but he wanted to make the decision today.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Defense Secretary Mattis submitted his letter of resignation and will be leaving his post at the end of February. Mattis is said to be enraged over President Trump pulling troops out of Syria without asking him. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says she's stunned
I am shaken by the resignation of General Mattis for what it means to our country, for the message it sends to our troops.
The president tweeted, "A new defense secretary will be named soon." The White House is now making preparations to move 7,000 troops out of Afghanistan as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Please answer the question.
We are back. That's like a soulful strut type of song. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going up there, including now we're doing texting because I am so tired of being, you know, pulled back by, blocked by emails and Facebook and other places. Now we do text messaging. Let me bring him on. Say he'll stop, you know, scraping the pasta board. It's Tom Del Vaccaro joins me.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, listen, if you're like me, I like to make my own stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's a Christmas season. You don't tell me you're one of those guys that goes to the freezer and buys those pre-made meatballs, right?
Wow.
The pre-made ravioli. And which version of Ragu do you take home? I mean, I know you better than that.
Oh, now you're starting to fight.
No. Hey, you want to start a fight? And only my Italian friends will know this. Is it sauce or gravy?
You know what? My mother never used the word gravy, and so therefore it's sauce.
Ooh. Yeah, my Sicilian grandmother was gravy. My mom was sauce. So, I don't know. Whatever. Anyhow,
the fight in my family was if my dad caught my mom breaking the pasta in half before she put it in the thing. He did not like that.
That was grounds for almost divorce.
Yeah, he did not like that at all.
Like the Italian wedding soup out of the can. Just doesn't work. Anyhow, I could do this all night. But, hey, all right, so we're talking about California, the shape that, you know, the California's in. And, again, I am sorry, but I did not give Tom a proper introduction because I guess, you know, I just went for it with him. I get such a kick out of being with him. And again, if you want to check out his his article, what did he get? About a half a million. I just checked it out. He got about a half a million views on your article on Forbes. On California is not sustainable. And it's true. Where we're at, this is a real problem. I don't know how they. Well, they don't expect to do it. I mean, Gavin Newsom's going to go. They still didn't introduce you, right?
Yeah, thank you very much. I know your wife is bringing that up because one person there appreciates my efforts over
the
years.
Look, it's like sitting down at the table with your family. You don't stop to say how you doing. You just jump right into what's wrong with the world, right?
I see.
Seriously, right? Okay. Yeah, so Tom Del Vaccaro was the previous chair of the California Republican Party, the one that we don't have anymore. Also the author of A Divided Era, Historical Perspective about Why There Is So Much Division in America Today. And you, that is not a book that came out 2 months ago. You saw this well ahead of it happening, didn't you?
I started writing about this and publicly speaking about it a decade ago.
Wow.
And the book came out 3 years ago. Recently went back into the Amazon top 100 in its category because people are starting to understand how divided we are. There's a poll with Political Vanguard today, the USA Today, said that the only thing Americans can agree on is the fact that we're divided. And it's only going to get worse.
No.
Because the basic premise of the book is the historical reality, sort of the law of history, that the more government decides, the more it divides. And the reason that is so is because government, every decision, everything government does, it picks a winner and a loser and someone to pay for it. And that is a very competitive process. And a government that does $6 trillion worth of things, that's what our governments are doing now, that's a huge competition to get the money, huge competition to hand out the money, and an ugly competition not to be taxed for it. And that's where we are, and it's not going to get any better because people want government to grow. Incredibly, people still want government to go. Anyway, you can go to Amazon, and I hope you will, to buy the book, download it, buy it for somebody for Christmas. There's still time.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I tell them not to buy my book because I'm not going to rush to get it to them, so you're nicer than I am. Anyway, here in California, I asked you this question during the break and just before we went to break. You know, you talked about what was it, 150,000, 160,000 people pay over half the taxes here in this state. Why
income tax.
Sorry. Why is it? Why isn't it that these millionaires, these people with money who know how to make money, don't leave? I mean, leave in big numbers.
Okay. Well, 5 million people have left since the 90s. Some people are because of their jobs or the nature of their business, are stuck here. Take me, for instance. My law firm's here. I can't perform what I do somewhere else. And in order to leave, I would have to take the bar somewhere else. That's not an easy process. In fact, it's incredibly annoying. And so some people are stuck here. Hollywood's here, Netflix is here, you know, there's people who make money that are still here. On the other hand, a lot of people have left. Don't kid yourself. And a lot more will when Gavin Newsom, when they attack Prop 13 or put in or raise taxes. Fine, but people leave. And remember, because of tech, new people are becoming 150. Number stays the same, but it's not the same people.
You got a little. You broke up a little bit there, but we got the message, you know, on this. You know, but look at when you talk about all those people leaving from the 1990s, whatever, further to here. I mean, coming forward to here, it's you're talking about a long period of time. Over the last few years, we've lost thousands of businesses to other states because of regulation, haven't we?
Regulation and taxes, we've lost 5 million since the 90s. 5 million. That's
I got you.
A lot of people.
I said, but that's since the 90s. Even to show you how bad it's getting, in the last 2 or 3 years, I had a guy on the show last year said he's personally helped over 2,000 companies leave California and go to either Arizona or Texas.
We lost 1,800 last year alone.
Okay.
And that's going to continue to happen and get worse. There's no question about it. Because what Newsom has already said he has 30 people working on universal health care. Okay, so let me tell you, the only way he does that is to significantly, and I mean significantly, raise taxes. When they attempt to do that, more people will leave, and California will become hollowed out.
Wow. And recently there was a they're looking to stop the flow or extremely restrict the flow of water to the farmers of all people. What's the logic behind this?
They're also going to restrict people to 50 gallons a day. The logic behind, there's a lot of people on the left in Sacramento who honestly believe, and this is full on the truth, they honestly believe that farming harms the environment. that the process of farming harms the environment, and so they want to run it out of California. Now, the ludicrous nature of that, this is the same truth for them with regard to manufacturing. They're actually, by running them out of California, they're increasing the production of food in places like Mexico and China, which harm the environment far more than those dastardly California farmers. And so they're actually increasing pollution by doing this. But they don't see it that way. They're nutty.
Listen, you've been here longer than I have. How did it get like this? How did it get like this to where it went from a sane, thriving state, right? This is a great place to be for business. This is a great place to raise your family, to where it is today.
Well, you know, it's over a time thing, like anything else. The Democrats, the Republicans, starting in the George Bush era, you know, once he lost the election, there's demographic changes, right? They invite more and more demographic changes through their policies, and bit by bit it gets worse. And look, it's natural for people to leave. You know this, Riverside and San Bernardino became refugees places for people leaving the state, leaving L.A. Now they're leaving the state. So it's just a process over time.
All right, so we've only got a couple of minutes left. I told you, you know, if you want to have another segment, you're welcome to. But Newsom, is there some words that, or is there some rumors that he may run for president in 2020?
No, there's not a rumor. You stop right there. Gavin Newsom is running for president, but not in 2020.
Okay.
He's running in 2024, and he'd just as well be happy if the Democrats lost in 2020, because that opens up 2024 for him. So how does he become president? It's very simple. In order
to become president, really?
He has to prove to the left. What do you mean, really?
You cut out. You said he has to, and then you cut out. So you have to hang out to the other side to break to explain this, and then I'll let you go. Otherwise, they're going to come to your house and force you on the phone. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Tom Del Vaccaro will join us again on the other side of the break to finish what he cut out when we come back.
Everybody's hanging on their seat.
It couldn't happen in a...
That was great.
I'll give you credit. That was great.
I don't know what the deal is. Think about it. Normal phone line anymore?
Are you on, what's that?
You can't use a normal phone line anymore? You have to use this Skype thing that doesn't work?
I don't have a problem with Skype, but only with one or two people.
Well, that's why I'm cutting out. It's not like I'm changing.
It knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again. So I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
You're listening to The Real Side on VCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Listen, for Christmas, head up to Amazon, and you need to buy two books right now. I'll wait, because if I don't see the receipts start coming through, I ain't going anywhere. All right? You want to get The Divided Era, and it can be found at Amazon. It's from my current guest, Tom Del Vaccaro. He's the former chairman of the California Republican Party, former candidate for the U.S. Senate, and he's a publisher of Political Vanguard. You need to head over there, too, politicalvanguard.com. If you don't know how to spell that, you shouldn't be listening to this show for sure. The other book you should get is mine, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels that the left has put on us, and they don't really mean anything. They use them to try to scare you, and don't let them do that. Anyway, Tom, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Of course. I really like your heavy metal Christmas music for you the bumpers. What the hell is that? It's Christmas music off.
That is Christmas music. What's wrong with you? For me, it's Christmas music. Listen, when I walked in, I went into an epileptic fit back in August. I went to Home Depot, and it wasn't Home Depot. Was it Lowe's? It was Lowe's. She's right. They had a row of Christmas trees, and then they had a row of Halloween stuff and a row of Thanksgiving stuff. I'm thinking to myself, really? Is this what we've come to?
Commercialized. Welcome to the America.
Oh, God. All right, so we were talking about Gavin Newsom, and then you somehow cut out, and I couldn't let you go. Get back to Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom wants to be president of the United States. In order to become the and he doesn't want it in 2020. He wants them to lose. And then in 2024, he runs. And in order to be president of the United States, I'm sorry, to get the nomination up from the left, you have to be louder and lefter than the rest. How do you get lefter than the rest? For Gavin Newsom, it's easy. He's already given them their biggest social issue victory since Roe v. Wade, and that's gay marriage. He's responsible for it. The only other thing he needs is a big legislative victory. What's that big legislative victory? Super easy. It's statewide health care system.
Gone.
That's me because I'm doing my health care in California. That's his plan. So he's in high water. And a lot of taxes.
Well, you know what?
That's his plan.
No, we get what we deserve. I was just making fun of de Blasio earlier, saying de Blasio wants to he wants to not allow private property in New York City anymore. And I say, you guys deserve him. You can't complain about him. You voted him in. Anyway.
Well,
right?
That's going to occur as well.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Okay, so listen, since you made fun of my music earlier, I got one just for you. On the way out, let's see how Italian you really are, right? How much you really know.
Wow.
Hey, jingity jing. It's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing.
Unbelievable. That was the tune that they were trying to get the band to play in Godfather 2. It was that rhythm that now I'm going to forget who it was that was trying to get the band to play, and they didn't know how to do it.
My joke is, listen, if you never heard that song at least one time growing up, if not many, your parents weren't really Italian. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're from...
Go ahead. Make fun of me.
You're from Boston. So
you know what my people are like.
You don't really count. You don't count.
Oh, what do you mean? Like, unlike the, and I got listeners up there, so I'm going to get in trouble. Unlike the San Francisco Italian squishies? Really? Seriously? You want real guinea food? You go to Boston, okay? Even New York only comes
God.
In like second. Anyhow.
Wow.
There you go. I just lost seven listeners.
I just want to say how nice it has been to speak with your wife tonight, and I wish the best for her in 2019. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays to your listeners.
All right. You enjoy, too. I'm sure we'll be in touch next year, for sure.
All right.
Anyway, thanks for being with me.
Take care.
All right. Tom Del Vaccaro, author of The Divided Eric, can be found at Amazon. Also, you want to head over to politicalvanguard.com. Always a good time. I mean, he's got some really good articles here, really good things that you need to think about and work through. Again, California cannot sustain, and he lays it out well in that form in the Forbes article. We cannot keep going the way they're going. And again, with Newsom, there's nothing to stop him. He has the Assembly, which is the equivalent to Congress for us, right? I mean, the House. And he has the Senate. It's all his. And the Dems can no longer blame Republicans for what goes on in California in any way, shape. Not at all. We can't slow them down. We can't stop them. We can't put roadblocks up for them. They've got it all. Now, they'll probably start, I mean, I'm just guessing here, but I'm sure at some point in time they're going to start complaining that the mess was so deep, it's been here so long, the Republicans are so terrible, that they can't fix it that easy. I'm sure that's what they're going to say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. Because, you know, I want you engaged, I want you involved. I've got so much stuff that I really want to get through. The California sheriff, I need to finish that story. I started it before I brought Tom on. And his piece is so perfect for this because, again, we can't keep up what we're doing in any way. You have a new sheriff that vows that he won't do anything with ICE. He won't allow ICE into the jails. He won't allow ICE to do their job. And I really should simply save this for the next hour. And the reason for that is because we recently had, here in California, because of the sanctuary state law, we had a guy, an animal. Yeah, that's right. You heard me, Nancy Pelosi, if you're listening. We had an animal that killed people when he was drunk driving. Right? Gustavo Garcia, 36-year-old, who just embarked on a reign of terror one night. And they keep letting him back in. They kept, they did nothing really to stop him. And the reason they wouldn't hand him over to ICE, even though they knew he was a problem, even though they knew he was a drunk, they wouldn't hand him over to ICE. You know why? Because ICE didn't have an arrest warrant. They had what do we have to do now? And you know what will happen? Even if Trump does put more judges on, you know what will happen? Everything that one judge does, or everything the president wants him to do, and a judge agrees with, they'll go shop a different judge to stop it. This is what they do. They shop judges. Yes, that's right. No, they don't hand them a pile of money. They just go for the judges they know more liberal, which is really weird because the judge is not supposed to interpret the law or make the law. He's supposed to enforce the law. And this, okay, he judges whether you were picked up properly. He judges whether the evidence is real against you. I mean, we go through a whole bunch of whether the law was followed properly. I get all of that. But he doesn't get to make little squishies, little ways for you to wiggle in and out of it. That's not what his job is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, coming back to California. If you're living in California, shoot me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And let me know what you think when it comes to, can California be saved? And why? You don't have to write me 7 pages. Can Republicans regain any kind of control in California? It's what's really funny is we own, if you would, or we have most of the seats in small towns throughout the whole state. We can't seem to get a state seat, though. What happens? It has to be political. It has to be people wanting to, because, you know, on the local races, school boards, water boards, city councils and stuff, you don't put your party designator. And most of those people are quiet, and they work behind the scenes. Unlike yours truly. I'm never quiet. Write down a number. I want to hear from you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com if you want to send me an email with the information. Or, again, head up to the website. Give me your email address there or your phone number for texting. No, I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to check and see if you're listening, I promise. But you got to get engaged. You got to get involved. So when we come back, be ready for this. If you can't handle it, maybe you need to go somewhere else. We're going to talk about the California sheriff who's going to physically remove ICE agents from jails, which will start a real war. And then let's see how he feels about, you know, the other cops, other top cops in California are frustrated with the sanctuary law because it's not allowing ICE to do their job. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.